USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's a very busy day at the nation's airports. Travel experts say this year's Thanksgiving travel season will be the third largest in the last 20 years. Airline officials hope travelers will experience fewer delays and cancellations because of the industry's advanced planning. The White House is honoring the victims of a recent mass shooting in Colorado Springs.
And there are no words, no words at all, that can bring comfort to those who are grieving. But we stand with the community of Colorado Springs and the LGBTQI plus community.
Speaking to reporters, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the lives of the five people killed were cut short by a senseless act of violence. The man accused of driving an SUV into a Massachusetts Apple store, killing one person and harming more than a dozen others, appeared in court Tuesday. Hingham District Court Judge Heather Bradley says the court believes cash bail is necessary to ensure that 53-year-old Bradley Rain returns.
I am going to set bail in the amount of $100,000 cash based on all of those factors.
She adds that Rain cannot operate a motor vehicle while the case is ongoing. Rain is charged with reckless homicide by motor vehicle. His attorney at the bail hearing argued that the incident was an unfortunate accident, claiming the defendant's foot was stuck on the accelerator. The man who may become Speaker of the House says the Homeland Security Secretary is wrong when he insists the border is secure.
We have lost the operational control of this border. It's been turned over to the cartels.
During a visit to the border, California's Kevin McCarthy said he doesn't believe anybody would say the border is secure. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Railroad unions and management are heading back to the bargaining table in an effort to head off a national strike in December. The Biden administration had praised a tentative deal in September to resolve disputes about pay and working conditions. A University of Virginia football player is being released from the hospital just ahead of Thanksgiving.
A University of Virginia football player who was seriously wounded in the shooting that killed three of his teammates has been released from the hospital. The mother of running back Mike Hollins tweeted the news, and his sister spoke to television outlet WAFB in Louisiana.
So many people are praying for my brother, for my family, that it just seems like this burden isn't as heavy as it should be, if that makes any sense.
On November 13th, Lavelle Davis Jr., Deshaun Perry, and Devin Chandler were killed in that shooting by a former teammate as they returned to campus from a field trip. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Las Vegas will host its first NCAA Men's Final Four. It will be held in 2028 at Allegiant Stadium, home of the NFL's Las Vegas Raiders. Before that, the 2027 Final Four will happen at Ford Field in Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.